Welcome to the Kids Art House Cinema. I'm Klaus, and the Art House Cinema is where we discuss the documentaries of the creators and the artists. And here's the host, Angus.
Thanks, Klaus, and welcome back, kids, and thanks for listening as we continue our month-long celebration of Image Comics Month, and particularly the incredible career of one of Image's founding fathers, Eric Larson. This comes to us, this latest screening, from a 2017 interview with Terrence Dollard, who is a professor in Department of Mass Communications at UNC at Pembroke, and his program, Comic Culture. This is one of the strongest interviews and insights into a creative's process that I have viewed. He does a phenomenal job of understanding the intricacies and doing his homework on Eric Larson. Terrence opens up by asking Eric, how did he balance his duties as an officer in Image Comics and his responsibilities there? I mean, at one point, Eric Larson assumed the publisher duties within Image. Now, he's currently serving as their CFO, and they rotate amongst the officers the various duties. And putting Savage Dragon out on a monthly basis. And Eric was quite candid and said that any of the business comic book stuff, he would try to pawn off on others as much as he could. However, he would fulfill his duties as per his officer obligations, do it diligently. But then when he wasn't doing that, he was right back on it and making sure that the monthly issue of Savage Dragon was making it out to press. He said something that worked to his advantage, and he decided to do this early on with the character Savage Dragon, was to set the character in real time. As time goes on, so does Savage Dragon, and he goes through life changes and generational changes too. His son now is actually the central character within the comic book series. So I think that was pretty smart of Eric Larson to do that. Took a lot of stresses off of him and allowed him to age with the characters and really pass along his own life experiences then through those characters. They then got on to how, by having this character age in real time, you're able to get onto topical subjects. And he says that he tries to be succinct and not get lost in a ton of subplots. This is Larson speaking. And that he works on the passage of time into his narrative. So if he has to fast forward a little bit within the comic book, he'll do so to fit the story. But he really doesn't get hung up on a lot of subplots, and he tries not to make things so difficult that he works himself into a lot of corners. Now, he was asked how he developed his creative process, and he says it's been quite organic. He plots as he draws now, and he has a vague idea of where he's going to go with a particular issue, but it's never set in stone. He allows himself enough flexibility because he feels he knows this character so well. They then got on to the discussion about his art style. And Terrence felt that he was definitely highly influenced by Kirby. And I think anyone who has read Savage Dragon would see that there are distinct Kirby elements in there. But as Eric would go on to say, he said, look, you know, my particular style evolves and changes over time. Certainly there have been iconic folks who have influenced his style. And so he never denied the Kirby influence, but at the same time, he really didn't want to delve into the DNA, if you will, as far as style is concerned. He says, you know, style is pretty fluid. He did, however, say that he enjoys using pencil and Bristol board and ink. He likes the tactile feel, and he doesn't want someone else's sketch or models to come into play. He wants to create all of this. And he loves creating physical artwork for multiple reasons. Number one, it just feels right to him. He enjoys the process. Number two, if you have a physical piece, you can actually then sell it to a collector. And it's an additional way in which to make money. He's quite candid about that. I love that about this. It was very, very forthcoming. Also, unlike any other medium, Eric goes on to say, you have two pages at a time that a reader is seeing. It's pretty unique. If you're a page turner, yeah, you'd have to read ahead if there's no illustrations there, such as in a novel. Comic book, it's all there. So how do you overcome that in a comic book as far as spoiling things? He says, well, you have to look at the final panel on the right is the cliffhanger, and the panel on the left is the reveal. You work towards the page turn. That was a major light bulb moment for me. It makes complete sense, but to hear it put so succinctly by Larson really tells you that that's constantly top of mind for him when he's creating an issue. He loves to lead the reader on the page. The more panel arrangements that you have and a lot of intricacies, that a lot of times might not service the story or the issue. Instead, he tries to make his panel arrangements as idiot-proof as possible. Word ballooning and stacking can also help in this regard, as far as, you know, top to bottom and the like. If things start to get a little confusing, let's say on a splash page or something of that nature. They then delved into the strong black ink element versus computerized coloring. Eric had some interesting insights here too. He said, look, you know, when you're doing computerized coloring, things of that nature, you can end up with some lens flares and some highlights can occur that maybe you didn't account for or actually even want in your work. So you really have to give quite a bit of direction to your colorist, particularly nowadays, which most of the coloring is digital, as to how you want the shading, the nuances of the color to come out from panel to panel. They then delved into the subject of trade paperbacks and graphic novels. Do you design to a arc, story arc, or are you individual issue by individual issue focused? Essentially, Eric said you got to account for both, but he likes to make sure that, and he said, I try to make every individual issue a complete statement, a satisfying read in and of itself. And I greatly appreciate that as a comic book reader. And I think more creatives would be better off if they heeded that sage advice there from Eric Larson. Eric also reflected on the letters page of comic books. And I thought it was really great that Terrence gave this wonderful reflection about the letters pages of the past, the Golden Age, Silver Age. And Eric immediately gleamed onto that and said, look, in this age of social media, and that's kind of how Terrence Dollard framed the question, in this age of social media, what's the relevance of a letters page? I mean, you're already connecting with your fan base, your readership through social media. Ooh, what is the practical use of a letters page? Well, Eric said it's a huge one. He says the practical nature of a letters page is that it's a time capsule as to what people were reading and thinking about at that time. And from that standpoint, he sees a lot of value in letters pages, loves letters pages, includes letters pages. And it's been a way for him to reflect and chronicle his own career as well as those of other comic book creatives that he loves. They then delved into the tools of the trade and the sheets that were used for doing illustrations. 10 by 15 used to be the standard. Comics used to be drawn and twice up and then would be shrunk down for publishing. Old comics didn't have a bleed section. Modern comics, however, can be extended all the way out to the edge. And he says this has created some great freedom, particularly for large splash pages and things of that nature, to take everything to the edge if necessary. He then finishes up the interview, Terrence does, by asking Eric to hold up some of his original artwork and to reflect on the layouts and how that has evolved and changed over the years. And that insight is great too. This 28-minute gem of a video, again, done by Terrence Dollard, who's a professor in the Department of Mass Communications at UNC at Pembroke. And his program is called Comic Culture. I would highly encourage you to click the link that's in the show notes, go over there now, and view this video. As a matter of fact, I'd even ask you to subscribe to Terrence Dollard's YouTube page here. His entire section of videos with creatives is some of the most well thought out interviews that I've been able to find out there. And you will be better off for it if you're truly interested in the creative process and what is in the minds of some of your favorite comic book creatives, such as Eric Larson. And we hope that you will continue to join us in our Image Comics celebration and our read of Savage Dragon here on Kirby's Kids.